Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I was born in California, grew up in Arizona and Nevada because my father moved a lot, went to about 12 different schools. So I basically consider myself a Southwestern gal, okay? I could have a twang if I want to. I've earned it because I'm in the South, and I love having a twang when I speak, so I have one. And it comes out whenever I feel like it because it just gets rid of the lisp and it gets rid of the stutter. So I just love having it because every time I get nervous or something happens or I'm tired, I stutter. Slang, I just, twang helps, okay? So anyway, I'm from the South. Now, when I started my practice in Southern Nevada, I knew every single doctor. Apparently it was pretty easy. And there wasn't a lot of doctors. And so maybe there was 100 or 200. I don't know, maybe at the most. And so you kind of knew everybody. When you heard a name, you knew them. Even if I didn't know them personally, I knew of them. And it was kind of a small community. Too small. We had huge shortage of doctors. I didn't even have to advertise. In fact, when I left residency, I'm like, look, I don't want any patients to follow me, and it looked like I'm stealing patients. And the residency was like, look, if they follow you, they follow you. It's just there, you know, they need a doctor. Don't panic. There's just so many patients right now. And so we really didn't have this worry about taking people's patients and all that. There was really no competition because we needed doctors. And in Nevada, there was only one medical school. We had UNR, School of Medicine. And they had to train not only in Nevada, but in Vegas. And Vegas was some amazing training because we were so understaffed with doctors. I was delivering babies as a medical student, performing hysterectomies, taking out gallbladders, appendicitis. I got the most amazing training. And yes, it was at Ivy League, but because there weren't other doctors taking over, medical students had to step up to the plate. And so I got to train and become a physician in a world when there wasn't a lot of us. Now, we were still yelled at. We were still schooled. We were still hazed. I mean, now the students, they get the red carpet sometimes rolled out. You know, oh, no, we ought to make sure you sleep. And there's all these rules and all that. And they can't be, you know, yelled at or harassed and all the other stuff that we had. But, you know, it's still rough for them. But, you know, it was a time when I knew I was going to have a job. Well, unfortunately, with the last match, and don't quote me on the numbers, but as the medical students are about to graduate, they have to get into a residency program. And they have to then go to an internship and then residency. They have to train. You can't just become a doctor like in the olden days. You have to actually, beyond the degree, then be trained in your specialty. So out of the 33,000 positions, we had about 43,000 medical students, which means 10,000 medical students borrowed money, went through a four-year medical program, don't have a residency. If you don't have a residency, you can't get a license and you can't get a job. And we have more medical schools being built. Some of them I'm excited about. But others, you know, people increasing class sizes and all that. And we're starting to have something called a medical student glut. And in fact, we're hearing we might even have a doctor glut. And medicine is changing to the point where when people ask me, and I get asked all the time, you know, look, can you, you know, mentor my kid? They're thinking about medicine. I don't know how much longer I'm going to encourage people going into medicine because that has to really stink to go through 4 years of training to be in a class of 200 some people and not think you're going to be able to get a job. If we don't have the residency positions or the places for people to train, then what good is getting your degree? Then you just have to wait for another residency position to open up. Meanwhile, you're having hospitals and medical centers finding it's cheaper to hire a physician assistant and a nurse practitioner, who are fantastic, by the way, but they're a heck of a lot cheaper than a doctor. And so I keep getting asked, you know, are we having too many medical schools? In fact, that was a topic that was brought up back in the 70s. I think there's an article in JAMA back in 1971. Are there too many medical schools? Well, I don't think so back then, because you also always want to think ahead. We need to make sure we have doctors. But the big competition we're having in medicine, because I know some of you are looking at what happened with COVID. Well, the restaurant industry got hit. The bar industry got hit. Small retail got hit. But the healthcare industry was busy, so I'll go there. The problem is that the healthcare industry lost money, so they're going to look for ways to save money. So they're going to hire, you know, cheaper forms of providers, such as at one hospital doing away with anesthesiologists and just having nurse anesthetists. That's a very concerning trend to anesthesiologists across the country, because even though nurse anesthetists are qualified and can give anesthesia, why do they go through all that training, you know, to become an anesthesiologist? So now, okay, we have to have specialties, and we will evolve. I mean, I'm not asking for anybody to play a violin for us doctors, but for those of you looking at getting into the medical field, it's cheaper for a lot of these places to outsource to other countries. And so some of you are having your radiology read by a doctor that's in another country because they're awake at that time. You know, as opposed to in America, it's 10, 11 o'clock at night. Somewhere else, it's 10 in the morning. So I'm a little concerned because there's a lot of excitement about medical schools being built and medical schools being built. And our problem with our COVID pandemic is we don't have enough hospitals and we don't have enough hospital beds. And we need to train people in these hospital settings. We need to train people in these medical settings. Now, what's been happening to the hospitals and what's been happening to the medical offices? These people are going to telemedicine. In fact, I get asked every week by a student if they could shadow me as I do telemedicine. And I tell them, well, first of all, I'm wearing boxer briefs sometimes, right? I'm not dressed fully because I'm at home. And I do, yeah. And number two is I don't think we can. You need to examine the patient. You need to, you know, be able to touch a patient and examine them. And students are like, there's nobody that's allowing us to shadow. And it's because they're losing their numbers. They're losing their numbers to people. So it's going to be a very interesting landscape in medicine. And if we end up having too many medical students and we end up having this shift of cheaper providers to be able to provide care, it's really going to change the way medical care is delivered. So we'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the building, oh, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the building my studio was in, small. And when I had come in this morning, there was a gentleman who was sitting outside. It was cool outside. He was in the shade. He was just kind of sitting up against the wall. Not sure if he was homeless, he looked dressed and well-fed and, you know, so didn't look dehydrated, just sitting there. So, you know, I just kind of minded my own business. You know, now it's kind of an everyday thing where people are just kind of sitting outside and, you know, either enjoying the maskless lack of COVID restrictions or enjoying the sun or enjoying the freedom, you know, or they're homeless. I mean, we're just seeing people outside more. And it's, you know, just kind of an everyday thing, like Venice Beach, which we're going to talk about in a second. So apparently he comes on in as it starts getting warmer and he kind of hangs out in the waiting room area. And so just kind of sits there. And I'm kind of going back and forth because I don't want to get like a blood clot. So in between breaks, I get up, I leave the studio, I walk around, I go visit my husband whose chiropractic office is attached. And I go and, you know, talk and I see the guy and I'm kind of make jokes and He doesn't really smile. He just kind of, you know, seems a little out of it. I'm like, wait a second, is that the guy from outside? So apparently he's been there for a few hours. And so I go up to him, because I didn't know I was on air, offer him some water, doesn't want water, doesn't want anything, but he's not speaking very well. And so we believe that maybe he has some sort of, you know, mental illness, unable to, you know, kind of take care of himself. Maybe he's lost. So my husband tries to call his family and friends. The friend said that come and pick him up, didn't, after a couple hours. So then he reached out to the family. The family was actually out of state saying, gosh, whatever you could do, but call the police, do whatever you need to get him back home safe. And then my husband called the police, said, look, no lights and sirens, just a very nice gentleman, not a threat, but he's here, it looks like he's lost. The cops came, I went out on break, put some makeup on because, you know, men in uniform, I wanted to look good, you know, make sure everything's okay. They didn't need any assistance. They're like, ma'am, thank you, we're here for the gentleman, not you. And anyway, so, and they were able to help take, I'm not exactly sure where because I had to come back on air, but very, you know, polite, trying to find his car. I guess he lost his car. I don't think he's fit to drive. So I think they're going to maybe take him to the station until a family member could pick him up, get his car, and make sure he's taken care of. But I bring this up because this is a very common occurrence. I mean, we just kind of see somebody out there and we're like, you know what, stay to yourself because, you know, you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to. And I don't tell anybody to approach a stranger. But I really believe that our either homeless population or our mental illness population is a lot higher than it is. And I assume now that rather than the average person wanting to do mayhem, the average person is lost, either lost, you know, physically, lost financially, lost mentally, or lost, you know, on for a whole variety of reasons. And so he wasn't a threat. You know, it was, you know, luckily he was just, I mean, he didn't look happy. He did look kind of grumpy, but nobody in the area thought that, you know, they were, because I'm like, look, does anybody want to go home? They're like, no, no, we're fine. You know, just, it's okay. Go back to your show. But this is a concern to many. Apparently, ABC7 interviewed a resident from Venice, Los Angeles, Venice Beach. Venice resident, 45 years old, is actually making a plea through this viral video to address a homeless crisis. And she said, it's not safe anymore. Not safe anymore. And my grandkids, who I adore, are afraid to come visit me. Do you understand that? That is hell for me. Now, she expressed anger because Venice residents apparently have been experiencing all over the community homelessness. And I know this really sounds like, okay, come on, these people don't have a home. Are we really worried about somebody not seeing their grandkids? But this is a growing problem in that people think homeless people are a threat, and rather than helping them, like, you know, my husband, luckily, you know, he's comfortable, you know, and, you know, he's armed, and, you know, he's whatever. So he's like, you know, let me call your family. In fact, that, remember I told you guys that in my medical office, somebody came into the waiting room saying, I'm going to spray bullets. So we got everybody out of there. We got the, we called the police. The police took a while to come, and I started talking to him, and because he starts crying, and he takes off his shirt, so I could see he didn't have a gun on his waist. And I'm like, look, you know, can I call a family member? Can I, you know, he starts talking to me about his brother and his dad, and he didn't like him. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, do you want me to call somebody? And, you know, I'm, again, I don't really want anybody to interact with somebody they don't know because it could be dangerous. You know, get the heck out of there. But for me, I, you know, once I realized he wasn't much of a threat, I wanted to help him. And, you know, these are people that need help. But then on the flip side, when you have somebody wander into your place of work, it is frightening. Now, with the case that I had a few years ago with somebody coming in, you know, in distress and saying he didn't want to live anymore and wanted to spray bullets, our office is on a major busy street. I didn't want him running out into the middle of the street and getting himself killed. And my husband, same instinct, didn't want that happening with this gentleman this morning. So we kept them there. You know, rather than kicking them out, saying get the heck out of there, which might have been safer for us, we don't want them dying in the middle of a busy street. So we kept them there until authorities could come. And luckily authorities came. Originally, when we called the police, they said they couldn't really do anything about it. But then the second time we called, they did, which was nice. And I get that. They're overworked. They have a lot on their plate. But they came. They were awesome. But, you know, not only could these people be, you know, harmful to others and, you know, a threat to others, but they could be a threat to themselves. And so, you know, you're looking at what's happening in some of these cities. So, for example, apparently in Venice Beach, there's been multiple stabbings, shootings, fires in the area, drug dealing, and vandalism. And the lady, I guess, in the video was saying that it's being mismanaged by the city. There's only one city-operated bridge home facility for the homeless in all of Venice, the Pacific Sunset Facility, which opened in 2020. It has capacity for 100 adults, 54 youth, but it's at full capacity. Council member Mike Bonin said the situation is unacceptable, but what we're seeing in California, and I was just in California, and you saw camps of homeless people and parks and all that. Where do they go? When California or some cities, some states try to set up areas for homeless individuals to live, it started to bring down property values and people complained. And as many people who are homeless might have mental illness, might be on drugs, might not be able to have all their cognitive deficit abilities, they might even be sick and ill with COVID or tuberculosis or hepatitis, etc. You know, the average non-homeless person doesn't want them around. And there's also only so much, there's a lot of, do-gooders out there, and we appreciate you guys, but there's only so much you can do. You know, if you try to open your home to everybody, it becomes overwhelmed. I mean, it's, because people are smart. They want a place to live. They want a warm bed, or they want a cool area. They want food. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, we're trying to build homeless facilities. We're trying to find places for migrants. Migrants keep coming in droves. I mean, we have a huge homeless population problem now. And this gentleman from this morning didn't look like, he was from another country. He was able to, he had a full American accent, etc. We have a huge homeless population crisis currently in America. And we're taking in more people that aren't going to find housing. Housing is way too expensive. They aren't going to be able to find jobs. And I'm not sure what the answer is. And they need help. I mean, I would not want, kids and grandkids to be exposed to people that could stab them. You know, when somebody is desperate, unfed, malnourished, possibly drunk, possibly on drugs, they could be a threat. So, I wish we knew, and I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How do you prevent the homeless? How do you prevent our homeless crisis and address our homeless crisis? Is it that we need, rehab? Is it drugs? Is it that there's not enough mental facilities that can help people keep a job? If you have mental illness, you can't keep a job. I mean, there was just, I forget what city, we just had another shooting. A disgruntled worker came in and shot coworkers. So right now, all bosses are on alert where they do not want their staff exposed to an employee who could possibly be a future killer. So if anybody seems like they have anger issues, they're out. Well, somebody with anger issues can have mental illness, and those are the people that can sometimes end up being homeless and then end up, again, being violent to themselves or others. So I think we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I think the situation's getting worse. I think our police are overwhelmed. You know, currently there's cities in North Carolina and other places where the police are like, look, don't call us for burglary, theft, etc. But, people are calling them because they're afraid that somebody could be, unfortunately, unstable. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants you to help pay for the border wall. He appeared on a podcast called Ruthless and says there will be a website to solicit donations.
For everybody in the United States, or in really everybody in the entire world, who wants to help Texas build a border wall, there will be a place on there where they can contribute.
And he promised there would be transparency. Abbott saying the state-built border wall would give Texas a strategic advantage to fight the slow flow of illegal immigration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling changes to voting laws in many Republican-led states a direct assault on democracy. Schumer, without proof, also accusing Republicans of crafting laws aimed at hurting minority voters. Schumer saying the Senate must approve a sweeping election reform bill that came over from the House. USA Radio News. A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. Confidence is dropping among U.S. home builders despite a red-hot real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders saying its monthly index is down 2 points to 81. The lumber shortage seems to be the cause as prices are up and it's difficult to find softwood lumber to build with. TV host, model, and wife of singer John Legend, Christy Teigen, has posted a lengthy apology on social media after a recent cyberbullying scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I apologize. Everybody seems to be making blunders this week. Apparently in New York City, I don't know, was it New York City? Yeah, New York City. Almost 900 New Yorkers got expired doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. New York City's health department confirmed that 899 people received Pfizer vaccine that was already expired. This was at a pop-up vaccination site in Times Square that used to house the NFL experience. Officials say they're notifying everyone involved that they need to receive another dose as soon as possible. Come on, people. Come on, man. Spokesperson for ATC Vaccination Services released a statement yesterday, saying ATC Vaccination Services is part of a large group of vaccine distributors in partnership with the NYC Department of Health to distribute the vaccine. We apologize for the inconvenience to those receiving the vaccine batch in question.
and want people first and foremost to know that we have been advised that there is no danger from the vaccine they received. After consulting Pfizer, New York City Department of Health sent out an email on our behalf alerting everyone to return for another vaccine. They further instructed us to follow up via phone and mail to alert the recipients that the only way to be certain that they are fully vaccinated is to come in for another shot because the shot in question was in the freezer too long to be assured of its full effectiveness. We encourage those affected to get a new dose anywhere that provides the Pfizer vaccine. No safety risk, they said. And I know people ask, how do we know there's no safety risk if they didn't study people getting expired vaccines? Well, the expiration is a pretty cloudy topic. A lot of drugs have expiration dates that play it safe, where the drug can still be fine, but to avoid any issues, they're very conservative with the date, to make sure that just in case something does happen a day or two over, it's okay. And I can't tell you how many people eat expired eggs, drink expired milk, take expired medications. They're fine for the most part. But it's because they take it still probably within the window that the medicine is okay. The problem is if something is technically expired, we have to assume there could be some issues with efficacy. Now, another question people have is if most medications are fine, is this just semantics? Are they doing it to keep the narrative of you can't have expired vaccine, so if you do get expired vaccine, we have to give another shot immediately because otherwise people aren't going to take the expiration seriously? I don't know, because honestly, the average American citizen doesn't really have that sort of control on vaccines and expiration. But I am intrigued as to what happens with the expired vaccines. You know, what ends up happening, and this isn't something that's very highly advertised, so we don't really have a lot of deets on it, but many places, third world countries, etc., will get shipments of drugs that are post their expiration, their American U.S. expiration or European expiration. The medicines are still fine, apparently still safe, but because they're expired and America doesn't want them, they're used in other countries. And so I'm wondering if maybe rather than throwing the vaccines out, we're being told that they will not give anybody expired vaccines because they're so delicate, and I agree with that. I don't think we know enough about it. But you do wonder, if America ends up having vaccines that are unused that nobody wants, is it better to give them to somebody who's about to get affected by COVID, or do they just wait until that country gets their share of vaccines? So we'll keep you posted on that, but come on, people. I don't know how that happened, but it happens. Russia, health officials believe they have spotted a new COVID variant in Moscow. It's going to be temporarily called the Moscow strain until it gets a Greek letter, like we now have the alpha, beta, gamma, delta lettered variants for UK, South African, Brazil, and Indian in that order. But Russian health chiefs claim that they spot a new COVID variant in Moscow. Their cases are soaring with 7,700 new infections reported Sunday. The variant is not believed to be resistant to current vaccines, including Sputnik V. And that's a good sign because we don't want it to be resistant. But they are now testing to see if their vaccines work. So Moscow, India, Vietnam, they've been having spikes in cases. Russia, I should say. Russia just reported another 14,000 cases in the last 24 hours, which could be an underestimation. 379 deaths. India, another 57,000 cases, lower than a couple weeks ago where they were having a few hundred thousand cases. But still, Iran, up another 10,000 cases. So there's spikes going on. Philippines, Iraq, Bangladesh, Malaysia. So we're still seeing Bolivia cases spike. But unfortunately, when cases spike, we end up getting certain variants. Hopefully, most of these variants go milder, but Moscow has been dealing with a growing outbreak since mid-May. Apparently, 7,700 cases were reported across the city on Sunday. So they think the new variant is coming from rocketing numbers. So sports, games, playgrounds, other attractions have been closed. Bars and restaurants are now closing no later than 11 p.m. We'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the U.S. has delivered 1.35 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines to Mexico. The Biden administration plans to share 80 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine by the end of June. So in the coming 2 weeks, they're going to be shipping off extra vaccines. So FedEx Express moved the vaccine shipment from Memphis, Tennessee to Toluca, Mexico, via FedEx International Freight. This was in coordination with Direct Relief and the two countries' governments. So we have other countries asking us for the shots we're not using. We have a surplus. And apparently we have 80 million vaccine doses that we could share. The administration said 75% of the vaccines will be donated through COVAX and 25% will be shared for immediate needs and to help with surges around the world. I am a fan of us giving vaccines to Mexico because Mexico has had a surge in cases and Mexico is allowing migrants to travel through from Central America to come to the United States. So we are having people from Mexico and Central America come to the U.S. All right. We're going to need as many people COVID negative as possible. Not that the vaccines immune you 100%. But I am for that if we're not using them and they're going to expire, if you don't use them, you'll lose them. So before they expire, give them to people who want them. So we'll see what happens there. They say the administration said it would disclose specific amounts of which vaccines were being shared as it worked through logistical, regulatory, and other parameters particular to each region and country. Now, last week, a report emerged that the U.S. had temporarily halted new shipments of Johnson & Johnson doses in a bid to relieve a backlog of expiring shots. In response to a Wall Street Journal report, a Johnson & Johnson spokesperson said the company was working with the government to support use of the vaccine. One day later, the FDA had instructed the company to throw out 60 million doses of the vaccine that were produced by the troubled Emergent BioSolutions facility. Remember, a couple batches were apparently not suitable for use. So, you know, the Johnson & Johnson shot has definitely faced a lot of issues. They had the temporary pause because of the blood clot issue. A young, healthy lady, 18-year-old from Nevada, is still fighting the sequelae of clots from the shot. So they still believe overall it's safe because millions of people had gotten the shot and didn't get clots. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have issues with it and aren't very enthusiastic about it. And there's people trying to not get the shot. In fact, there's also concerns about a possible abortive fetid cell line link to the adenovirus replication that is also causing people to kind of shy away from that vaccine as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas said he is going to build his own border wall for Texas. If the government is stopping the Trump-era wall, he is going to build a wall separating Texas from the Mexico border in light of the migrant crisis. Now, apparently, the details of the funding haven't been laid out, but in a podcast interview released today, the state is going to be soliciting donations from across the country to fund the wall. He said, when I do make the announcement later on this week, I will be providing a link that you can click on and go to for everybody in the United States, really everybody in the entire world who wants to help Texas build the border wall. There will be a place on there where they could contribute. Now, this was on the podcast Ruthless. Abbott made national headlines with his announcement Thursday in Del Rio that Texas would build its own wall at the Mexico border. And he has faced threats of legal action and a bunch of questions on where and how the wall would be constructed. In the podcast interview, he said the fund is going to be overseen by the state of Texas and the governor's office, promised great transparency, saying everyone will know every penny in, every penny out, and the sole purpose of those funds will be going to build the border wall. So this isn't the first time, though, people tried to crowdfund a border wall. I guess crowdfunding is where you kind of go to the masses and the crowds to help fund something. So remember, there was the We Build the Wall. It was a private fundraising effort. It made $25 million because they planned to construct 3 miles of fence posts in South Texas. But unfortunately, four people involved in the We Build the Wall were accused of defrauding donors. In fact, Steve Bannon was one of them. He got pardoned by Trump, but we don't really know what happened in terms of the money and if that money went to the wall or not. Then, back in 2011, Arizona legislature passed a law establishing a fund, complete with a fundraising website to construct a fence along the state's border with Mexico. Apparently, Border Patrol agents need the assistance. There's not enough people for the thousands of miles, and the fence helps. It helps deter. And the fund did receive about $270,000 in 3 years of fundraising, but it wasn't enough. $270,000 wasn't going to be enough to cut it. So a state border security advisory committee decided to give most of the money to the county sheriff in 2015, who could invest the money into border security technology, such as GPS systems and binoculars. That's according to the Arizona Republic. And I get that. If you didn't have enough money and it fell short of building the wall, you know, at least use it for something that can, again, help the Border Patrol agents. Now, federal lawmakers estimate that the border wall could cost the Trump administration $27 million per mile in some parts of Texas. And Congress has, again, doubled down on canceling funds for border barriers. Now, what the White House has done is they said they are going to redirect the money to other border management efforts. And I know that, I think Kamala Harris has been giving out books. I think she wrote a book, and there's cookies, I think, that look like her. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if that's what the money's being spent on. Mind you, they need medical care. These migrants need medical care. They need, you know, water. They need food. They need clothing. They need safety. So trust me, the money will go somewhere. But, you know, Texas and people that have land along the border, they're scared. They're scared cartels coming in. They're scared that their lives are in jeopardy or their houses can be taken over, you know, by cartel or, you know, people that are, you know, that you know, obviously you don't own their house. And so, you know, it's Texas feels it's on them to put up their own wall. I think they're going to get a lot of money. I think they're going to get a lot of donations. I think people are concerned. And then if it does force migrants to go to states that don't have that sort of a rigid wall, they'll still get in, but then New Mexico will then have to be forced to make decisions on, are they going to help increase border security, or are they going to raise taxes to, you know, consume the extra, tax debt or money that it's going to cost. So the White House said the Trump administration paid up to $46 million per mile for some segments of the newly built parts of the wall. The wall is tall. I don't know how much a mile of wall should cost. I know the wall looks pretty sturdy. I believe some people have shown how people were able to drill through and make openings in the wall. And there's ways that the the people that smuggle people in know where those holes are, etc. So it's not, you know, completely bulletproof per se, but it does provide a border. It's just we have a lot of border, And I understand safety issues. I understand COVID issues. I understand money issues. And it's frightening that there are families with kids that are trekking the very dangerous heat or trekking the trafficking that unfortunately they are succumbing to and being abused by in order to get to America. So you know they're fleeing some really bad conditions to do that. And as my family fled the Holocaust and their lives were at risk to do what they had to and help smuggle people to safety to get to Israel, I understand people wanting to flee persecuted countries or places that are unsafe. The problem is if there's only so much America can do, there has to be a process where it's safe. And I don't want people dying to come here to be turned away. I you know, it might be safer for them to stay put until it is safer for there to be a legal immigration process. But, you know, millions of people want to come to the United States. I don't blame them. America is fantastic. We are the bomb. We are amazing. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a Delta flight had to be diverted after an off-duty flight attendant became unruly. Apparently, a flight from California to Georgia had to be diverted to Oklahoma on Friday night because a passenger became unruly and had to be subdued. Delta confirmed that the passenger was an off-duty flight attendant. Delta Flight 1730 out of Los Angeles was originally headed to Atlanta, Georgia, had to divert to Oklahoma City because it caused a disturbance. Apparently, he made an announcement over the plane's PA system telling the passengers to take their seats and to prepare to put on their oxygen masks. Some passengers said he also tried to open the cabin door. Delta Airlines disputes this. The man had to be subdued by on-duty flight crew and several passengers. I think there was somebody else who stood up and tried to, this was I think a week ago, tried to storm the cockpit. And passengers, big guys, jumped the person. I love it. I you know, when I get on a plane, I always look to see who are going to be the people that are going to, you know, be the ones to kind of help recruit, who's going to help me in a medical issue, in a medical scenario, because there's always a code on a plane that seems to happen every now and then. And then, you know, who are we going to, you know, make sure to deputize if we need to restrain somebody. So I'm always kind of looking around the plane, checking around, kind of getting an idea, sizing people up of who we could count on. You know, I make connections with people, you know, just so that, you know, if I do have to talk to them, they feel like they've already known me. I'm like, okay, we need your help over here. I don't even work for an airline, but I just, you know, when you're a doctor, you kind of deputize yourself to run a code and to man the situation. I just do that. You just take charge. It's kind of fun. When you do that, you don't get scared. If I really thought of half the things I had to do, right, in the moment, you could be scared or freeze. Instead, I'm like, I'm in control. This is what we do. And it's a calming. Don't ask. Don't go away, guys. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.